KORN News Radio Sports for this Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Venezuela headed to its first ever World Baseball Classic Championship game after they would defeat Italy last night 4-2 in Miami. Venezuela was down 2-0, would get a solo home run from Eugenio Suarez behind a three-run seventh inning. They would also get two out RBI singles from Ronald Acuna Jr., Michael Garcia, and Luis Arraez. Italy became the first European team to ever make the World Baseball Classic semifinals. Venezuela now faces the U.S. in tonight's championship. It'll be 7 p.m. on Fox in Miami. Both teams are 5-1. Again, just a single game championship here tonight. Marathon labor talks between the WNBA and its players' union stretched past 3:30 a.m. this morning with no deal yet on a new collective bargaining agreement. The new sides have now logged about 90 hours of face-to-face negotiations over the past week, but major issues remain, including revenue sharing. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert says that progress is being made, while union leaders insist players remain firm in their demands. With the WNBA season set to start on May 8th, delays to training camps or the schedule are still possible if a deal is not reached soon. The NBA could take a major step towards expansion next week, with the owners set to vote on expanding to Seattle and Las Vegas. A 3/4 majority, 23 out of the 30 owners, would need to vote to move it forward. Commissioner Adam Silver has said that a final decision on expansion is expected by the end of this year. If approved, expansion fees could exceed $6 billion per team, and the NBA would likely realign conferences, potentially moving a current Western Conference team to the East. If that were to happen, that would likely be the Minnesota Timberwolves. The New York Jets trading quarterback Justin Fields to Kansas City, where he'll serve as the backup to Patrick Mahomes. The Jets will receive a sixth-round pick next year. They'll also pay $7 million of Fields' salary. He struggled last year as the Jets starter, going 2-7 before being benched and eventually landing on injured reserve. Kansas City adds him as a backup as Patrick Mahomes is recovering from a knee injury. The move comes after the Jets acquired Geno Smith to be their starting quarterback last week from the Raiders. And the Philadelphia Eagles are bringing back a tight end Dallas Goedert on a one-year deal worth $7 million. The move also helps the Eagles avoid a costly $20 million dead cap hit and gives them more financial flexibility moving forward. Goedert had a career-high 11 touchdown catches last year, along with 60 receptions for 591 yards. For more sports, check us out online at kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.